Hey, welcome back to part two of that classic rock show on WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio, a mighty 101.5 FM, which is available on demand 24/7. Today's show, we're doing songs versus songs.
Do you remember Spy versus Spy from Mad Magazine?
Yes, I do.
Yeah,
I never liked it.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember Goofus and Gallant from, what was that magazine? The kid magazine.
Highlights?
Highlights, yeah.
Remember Seriously?
That? Yeah.
Wow.
Goofus and Gallant.
My mind is actually working today.
I'm Goofus, you're Gallant.
Okay. Back to the music.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, according to Bob Marley, he shot Sheriff John Brown in self-defense, but he did not shoot John Brown's deputy. Of course, I'm referring to the Wailers song, I Shot the Sheriff, written by Bob Marley. There has always been a shroud of mystery surrounding the song's reference to killing a seed before it grows. Was it about marijuana or was it about birth control?
I don't know.
Well, there's no debate that it was a commentary on the Jamaican government and politics. In any case, the song appeared on the Wailers' 1973 album, Burnin', and it was the last album recorded by the original Wailers. The album was so culturally significant that it was added to the Library of Congress's National Recording Registry in 2006.
You know, and just a year later, after the Wailers' release, Eric Clapton covered the song for his second solo album, 461 Ocean Boulevard, a great, great album. It was released as a single and jumped to number one in the summer of 74. And it's quite ironic that Clapton's only number one single was someone else's song. There's no disagreeing that Clapton's version helped bring enormous attention to reggae music and Bob Marley. Okay. But Marley was a bit irked that Clapton's version was getting more spins in Jamaica than his original. Side by side, here are two versions of a historically significant piece of music.
Every day, the bucket, I go out well. I swear it was in self-defense.
I shot the sheriff,
and they say it is a capital offense. Sheriff John Brown always hated me. For what? I swear it was in self-defense.
I shot the sheriff,
but I swear it was in self-defense. Freedom came my way one day, and I started out of town there. All of a sudden I see sheriff. So I shot him down.
You know, Jim, we have to do more reggae.
I know. That's a good swaying song.
Yeah,
I'm swaying back and forth here. Well, we're going to turn it completely around here. We're going to talk about our next song, You Really Got Me, done by both the Kinks and Van Halen. The Kinks were among the most English of rock bands that emerged from the British invasion. But among their more poetic songs were a bevy of hard rockers that broke new ground. In 1964, Ray Davies wrote You Really Got Me. The composition's distorted power chords and raw vocals predated metal and punk. The song shot all the way to number one in the United Kingdom and reached the top 10 in the U.S., Canada, and, of course, Ireland.
Ireland.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that in there. The Kinks instantly became an international sensation. And although the song is most revered for Dave Davies' guitar riffs, it was his brother, Ray, who came up with the classic riff on piano, and not Jimmy Page, as was rumored.
That's right. Yeah. A lot of rumors, you know, when it came to those session guys and who played on what.
True.
Okay, in 1978, another groundbreaking band named Van Halen released their debut album, Van Halen. What else? Although the record contained now classic songs like Running with the Devil, Ain't Talking About Love, which is one of my favorites, and Jamie's Crying, it was a cover song that Warner Brothers chose for the band's debut single. And understandably, the band was disappointed that their record company did not choose an original song for their initial release. But very early one morning, Eddie Van Halen, and actually it was 2 in the morning from what I understand, and I don't know what he was doing up that early, but he turned on the radio and heard Van Halen's version playing on the airwaves. He was so excited that he woke up his mom and dad to tell them, "Hey, we're on the radio." It was just the beginning for one of rock's greatest bands and a moment that Eddie Van Halen said he would remember forever. So let's listen to two pioneering bands playing one of rock's most revered songs.
Girl, you really got me going.
got me so I don't know what I'm doing now. Yeah, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
Eddie.
Wow.
Well, just a reminder that you are listening to that classic rock show on WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio 101.5 FM, and on demand 24/7. I sound like one of those fast commercials that they do when they say all the bad stuff at the end of
the fine print.
A pharmaceutical.
Yeah, the fine print.
And you may die. Oh.
Okay.
I don't think I'll take that medicine.
All right. Well, back to the music. Over their six-decade career, the band Fleetwood Mac has sold over 100 million albums. I think it's closer to 120, but don't check me out on that. There are hordes of music fans, however, that do not know that Fleetwood Mac began as a blues band back in 1967. Not only that, but they were formed by one of the greatest rock guitarists of his generation. Guitarist, songwriter, and vocalist Peter Allen Greenbaum, better known as Peter Green, wrote the song Black Magic Woman in 1968. It first appeared as a single before showing up on later Fleetwood Mac albums. The Peter Green-led lineup sadly ended in 1970. It lasted about 3 years.
Yeah, we got to do a show on Peter Green.
We do.
Oh, he's just phenomenal. About 1 year later, Santana had a smash hit with a cover version. While Fleetwood Mac's original was a straightforward minor blues, Santana gave it a Latin feel and added keyboards, percussive instruments, and a different introduction. And the song's ending jam was based on the 1966 song Gypsy Queen, originally written and performed by an Hungarian guitarist, Gabor Szabo. You give me some weird names
what
here.
What a great pronunciation.
Gabor Szabo.
Good man. Gabor, yeah.
It was also fitting that both Fleetwood Mac and Santana became Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees on the same night in 1998. A bittersweet moment took place when Peter Green appeared on stage with Santana to perform this all-time favorite.
You know, Jim, I just wanted to say I've watched the video, and the reason it was bittersweet was because Peter Green was a shell of himself in terms of his playing.
Oh, that's too
bad. And Carlos was, it was a little sad, and Carlos was being Carlos, and I don't know.
Well, I'll go watch it, and I'll feel sad.
Okay.
Due to time, we're going to play the single version of the Santana cover, which edits out the ending jam. So let's listen to Black Magic Woman first by Fleetwood Mac and then by Santana.
I got a black magic woman. I got a black magic woman. Yes, I got a black magic woman. Got me so blind I can't see. That she's a black magic woman and she's trying to make a devil out of me. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Yes, don't turn your back on me, baby. You're messing around with your tricks. Don't turn your back on me, baby, cause you might just break up my magic spell. Spell on me, baby. You got your spell on me, baby. Yes, you got your spell on me, baby. Turning my heart into stone. I need you so bad, magic woman. I can't leave you alone. Yes, I need you so bad. I need you, darling. Yeah, I need you, darling. Yes, I want you to love me. I want you to love me.
I've got a black magic woman, got me so blind I can't see. That she's a black magic woman, she's trying to make a devil out of me. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Yes, don't turn your back on me, baby. Stop messing around with your tricks. Don't turn your back on me, baby. You just might pick up my magic.
Well, that's our show for today, our song versus song. But before we go, let's get a little some of our opinions out there. People at home, you know, you have your own opinion what song you like better. So I'm going to start with you, Mark, with All Along the Watchtower. If I had to put it to you, Bob Dylan or Jimi Hendrix?
This is a no-brainer, because even Dylan said Jimi Hendrix's version was the definitive version. It's really, it's Jimi Hendrix. Okay. Hands down.
Yeah, I'll go with Jimi Hendrix. So we're tied.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, let's move on. What about With a Little Help from My Friends?
Well,
Beatles or Joe Cocker and the Greaseman?
I love the Beatles, but I got to go with Joe Cocker. When I saw him perform that on the Woodstock movie way back then, he blew me away, and I've been a big fan ever since. So I'm going to go with Joe Cocker.
And once again, Paul McCartney telegrammed Joe Cocker and said Beatles were honored the way they did the song. No comparison.
How about American Woman? Guess Who or Lenny Kravitz?
Well, I like both versions. I like Lenny Kravitz did a great job, but since he didn't write it and it's a tie, I'm going with the Guess Who.
Yeah, I'm definitely going with the Guess Who on that one. The original version is awesome, and again, Burton Cummings' voice. I just love it.
Okay.
How about I Shot the Sheriff, Bob Marley or Clapton?
Okay. I'm going to go with something Eric Clapton said. He said when he tries to play other people's songs, he's only aspiring to reach the level they reach. He doesn't expect to be it as good. However, I'm going to take Eric Clapton on this song because it was the more popular song. But Bob Marley, I love Bob Marley's song. I don't know.
I'm going Clapton.
Okay.
I'm going Clapton.
Well, we haven't disagreed yet, have we?
No, not yet.
Okay. Jim, let's get to You Really Got Me by the Kinks and Van Halen.
Again, I think Van Halen did an excellent job on the song and put their own little twist on it. But I've got to go with the Kinks just because when I first heard that song back in the day, it just really blew my mind. You know, what the Kinks did and the Yardbirds back then, that's really got me into rock and roll. So I'm going with the Kinks.
Yeah, and I agree. It predated metal and punk. The difference between the two songs is if you listen closely, Van Halen is off the beat on the song and the Kinks were on the beat. Different feel, but I'm going with the Kinks.
All right. Black Magic Woman, Fleetwood Mac, or Santana?
Okay. I love Peter Green's vocal, and I like Santana's ending.
Well, I'm going with Santana on that. Well, that was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed today's show. Hey, Mark, you know, in the future, we should do more song versus song. What do you think?
Yes, I totally agree, Jim.
So anyway, that classic rock show, which is what you were just listening to, can be heard on 101.5 FM Huntley Community Radio every Monday from 6:30 to 7:30 or Fridays from 11 a.m. to noon. For those not in our broadcast range, you can listen to a year's worth of our recorded shows by visiting the station's website at huntleyradio.com. Our book, Classic Rock, Photographs from Yesterday and Today is available online at the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum website or by emailing me at jsamaria@aol.com. To view my classic rock photography, go to my website, jimsamariaphoto.com.
Well done, Jim.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks, everyone.